Not a barbell in sight. Friday, July 9th, 2021. Let's sprint. The workout of the day, four time, you go ahead and mark out 55 yards. The workout of the day is, for time, 20 55-yard sprints. But the kicker is, with a running clock, you begin a new sprint every 30 seconds. So this workout only takes 10 minutes start to finish. Every 30 seconds, you launch into another 55-yard dash, so to speak. So there's speed and stamina and recovery all being taxed in this. Now, it won't be a maximal effort sort of a day. It's a different style sprint day. Like I said, getting a lot more stamina involved also. Last time we did this was December 9th, 2020. If you want to go back and check how your times looked that day. Now, let's say that you can't go out and sprint wherever you are. You could do 20 rounds of max calories on the rower in 20 seconds, followed by 40 seconds rest. Or 20 rounds of max calories on the bike, 15 seconds, followed by 45 seconds rest. Super fitness robot times for this would be maintaining 8 seconds or less per 55-meter sprint. I will not be one of those people. More likely time in the 10 to 14 second range per sprint. Scaled option, still 55-yard sprints, but we're giving you more time than launching every 30 seconds, and we're reducing the volume. So go every 1 minute, not every 30 seconds, and you're only going to do 15 55-yard sprints, not 20 of them. So each one of those would be for time. The limited equipment option and the no equipment option are precisely the same as the workout of the day, since no gear is needed. Optional accessory work, you've got your 200 double-unders in as few sets as possible. Or if you don't have dubs yet, 5 minutes of double under attempts in practice, and go ahead and watch that video. The other part of the optional accessory work is the slips training. And each letter stands for something, S-L-I-P-S. S is scales, both front and back. L is L-sit, I is inversion, meaning getting upside down, handstand work. P is planks, and S is stretching. And there's a video showing all of that stuff, front and back scales. If you're unfamiliar with what those are, they look easy, but they're not. L-sit, three different types of inversions, plank variations, and then for the stretching, you can choose your own or do what we already had programmed today in the cool down. But for the slips work, if you choose to do it, plan on taking about 15 to 20 minutes, and you can just divide your time amongst all those activities. You can divide it equally, or if there's a certain area that, you know, if you crush a certain areas, you're a handstand ninja, great. A little bit of time inversions. Do the planks and L-sits, are they tough for you? We'll spend more time there. Cool down and stretching. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, calves and foam rolling, as well as the hamstring stretch. We've got videos of both of those. I hope that you enjoyed the sprinting. We will break out the barbell tomorrow. But I don't know if everyone's going to be joyous or upset. It's going to be a stinger. But everybody who does CrossFit's a little crazy, so we'll probably love it. We'll talk soon.